Die Vereinfachung der adhesiven Zementierung ist der Anlass fürs GSEM-1-Symposium 2021 in Vorbereitung zum 100-jährigen Geburtstag von GC. Ich spreche mit Letizia darüber, warum ein universeller Zement Sinn macht und über Details, warum der AEP-Primer auf jeden Fall dabei sein sollte. Viel Spaß beim Hören.
Welcome to today's podcast. I'm connected to Belgium. Welcome to the show, Letizia.
Thank you very much for the invitation. It's my pleasure to be with you today.
The last podcast was actually at the IDS, and where we talked about new products. And actually, we're going to talk about a new product from GC as well. And I just used yesterday the GSEM-1 for the first time to cement some zirconia crowns in a posterior region. And it worked quite nice. I'm basically used to link force before. I just used dual cure. And now, is it now easier to just use this product?
Well, it's actually different, but it should simplify a lot. Because with GSEM link force, you have to use always a system with the bonding and the syringe and the primer. With GSEM-1, you have something which is self-adhesive. So only depending on the case, you will use the tooth primer if you need, if you have a lack of retention, for example, or if you have some saliva contamination, if you have CAD-CAM restoration with thick layers, then you will use a primer. But in most of the case, when you have a perfect adaptation, you don't even need to use a tooth primer. But it's also different because you have MDP inside. You also don't need to use the primer on the restoration for zirconia and metal. So these steps are also very simplified.
But if I want to have the best possible adhesion, I rather use the tooth primer, which is in the package as well.
Definitely. So tooth primer will always increase the adhesion. It has different way of increasing the adhesion. First of all, it's like an extra bonding step that you will add. So you will increase your adhesion by the functional monomers which are in the primer itself. But also it's make the adhesion with a touch cure effect that you have inside much faster. So the cement and the primer will react together, and the polymerization will take place in the direction of the tooth. And this is always the weakest part, the part between the tooth and the adhesion. If you reinforce this part, you actually reinforce your adhesion. So that's really the magic of the touch cure effect.
What is actually better is when I remove the excess, should I brush it away or should I use the tech cure?
It's really technique dependent on the dentist, I would say. Both give a good option. A lot of dentists nowadays prefer to brush the excess because then there is also, you have a better control and you have less risk of tearing eventually the margin. What we see here with the tech cure, we have a very clean marginal removal. So that avoids that you have any gaps at the margin also, because you can be quite precise. Some dentists use the tack cure, then they press again, they do the final light curing, and then they do the final polishing to get an even smoother margin. So that's also an option, of course.
Well, yesterday I used the brushing approach, and at the end I light cured a bit, but I found out the curing was not super fast. It was 5 minutes, right?
Self-curing time is 4 minutes, so it's quite short, actually. But you have enough time, indeed, to adapt everything and to remove the excess. But 4 minutes is normally much shorter than many other of the same category, actually.
Well, it was 3 zirconia crowns in a row, so it was quite okay, the timing. I just cemented the first one, brushed it away, used the same tip from the syringe, then put it in the next one. And well, I didn't feel stress, but in the end, I saw that I thought, do I need to light cure it in the end as well? Because I always know that light curing is still, if you light cure as well, it's still even better than just a dual cure?
Well, actually, you really have the possibility to light cure, of course, always. Mm. But the good thing here is that we worked a lot on the self-curing properties. That's really important because not many dentists always realize it, but actually through a zirconia crown, there is not a lot of light which is going through. And if the light is not going through, or if you have a thick restoration, you cannot never guarantee what is a part of light curing that is happening there. So to make it safer, we needed to improve the self-curing ability. And then we added some extra catalyst in the to improve the setting process so that the flexural strength, if we compare in the self-cure mode and in the light cure mode, is almost the same. And it's really a unique feature of this product. Whatever type of restoration you have, you can always be in a safe condition because you don't need to use the light curing. You can use the light curing, but there will be no big difference between self-curing and light curing. So you can really be safe even if you have an opaque restoration.
What's the name of this catalyst?
That's a good question. We keep some secrets.
Do I have to be careful in some indications, or do I even can cement onlays with that?
You can even cement onlays with that. And that's really, we call this generation almost like a universal looting system. That's a big difference between the self-adhesive looting system where you could, we had limited indication range. Now, the fact that you have this primer, if you use the AP, you really have bonding values which are at the same level as a classical adhesive looting system like Linkforce, for example. So if you don't use a primer, you are at the same level as another self-adhesive. But if you use a primer, you really reach the adhesive value of an adhesive looting system. So you enter a new category. So it's really up to the clinical case. You can decide to go a bit more difficult or a bit more simple. It really brings a lot of peace of mind, actually. Each time you have a dot, you just use a primer and then you find yourself in a very secure situation.
Actually, I had a podcast with Marcio and he told me, well, you never know what the dental technician used the opaque inside. You only know it if you have a CAD CAM restoration, which is made out of one very translucent block. Then you know that it's basically all the same. Mostly if you get something out of the lab, you don't know. And that's a doubt for dual cure for sure.
The dot isn't the opacity, but sometimes also the dot. If you use CAD CAM restoration, you know that the milling process doesn't make it possible to have a very good adaptation always inside. So you're never also sure of the thickness of your cement. And actually, we look at some clinical references that show that the thicker the cement, the more the chance of the debonding. Because if you light cure on a thick cement, the polymerization will go towards the occlusal surface and you have more risk of debonding. When you use the AP, the polymerization is going towards the tooth. And whatever the thickness of your cement, you're in a safe condition. So not only the opacity is tricky with CAD-CAM, but also the clear adaptation everywhere inside your restoration.
If ever possible, you should use this primer.
Yeah, the primer is always an advantage for sure.
But it's not recommended to use premium bond. You should stick to the primer. You should stick to the cement.
Well, if you really want to use premium bond, you can also use premium bond. Our recommendation with this product is to go with a primer because you have this touch cure effect. And that is always an advantage. But if you, for example, have to loot even a veneer and you want to win a bit of working time, when you use premium bond, you just can light cure. And then you have more working time in the end.
So it's actually interesting that after universal adhesive, where you have now universal looting resins.
But I think it's logical because a dentist, it's already a complex job. And the more you can simplify your job by limiting the number of products you have and always working in a very standardized way, the more efficient you will be in your practice. And this is what we try to reach, that you don't need to buy different products from different brands and have five different products to do almost the same thing. You just can concentrate on one product that can have several applications so that you always master your procedure and you always can get the best of it.
In which color does it come?
It has four aesthetic colors. So we have two that are more in the translucent direction. So translucent and A2, which is universal. And then we have the two opaque ones. So we have the AO3 and a white opaque because, of course, white opaque is important for all the bleach restorations. However, we know that you should not count on your cement to give the color of your restoration. I mean, the more neutral one is always the A2. Yeah. Mm. And the cement, when it's an opaque one, can help you to correct some small mistakes. But the cement will never be the real protection against a completely discolored substrate. That is really important to communicate with the lab and to indicate what is the color of your substrate so that the lab can adapt the opaque indeed, the first layer, and make sure that discoloration is covered. And the cement thickness is so thin that you can never count on your cement itself to make a big difference. You should always count more on the restoration first.
Actually, I always like to use the transparent ones because I think it's the easiest way. Either the ground fits or it doesn't. And I would also say the cement doesn't really change anything. But actually, my kind of boss and colleague always argues he likes to use try-in pastes to really check if everything is okay with this try-in paste. Do we also have try-in pastes with this product?
We don't really have try-in pastes. We do have them with Linkfos and with GSM Veneer, but we realize that dentists do not exactly use them all the time. So try-in paste is giving a first indications, but for this product, we do not have try-in paste available.
You could use a Linkfos try-in paste as well, basically.
You can use, but they do not match 100%. So it gives you only a direction. It doesn't give you precise indication.
Everything is easier now. We can even loot fiber posts with it and don't have to worry about it a lot.
No, of course you can loot a fiber post with it. We have these special endo tips that makes it easy to inject directly in the canal. It's dual cure, so even if you are in the depths of the canal, you can have some safety also there that it will cure. And if you want to make sure also with the AP, you have this touch cure effect, so you're really in a safe situation there.
Actually, yesterday, first just grabbed into the package and first had an endo tip and realized that when I wanted to inject it into the crown. But
a little bit less handy.
It's bare standard tips, so it's easy to change them.
Definitely. And that's the idea that we keep on having standard tips because you can easily buy any refill you want. So you're always very flexible in your purchase. That's a choice that we are making at the moment. But the product is actually stored at room temperature, so it's a very easy product to keep in your drawer at hand.
Actually, I wanted to ask it you that just now, because I always keep my resin cements in the refrigerator. As I just learned, I don't need to do.
With GSM-1, you don't need to do. With some products, you need to do. So be careful if you cannot make it the generality for all products that you have. But with GSM-1, this is possible.
Well, I only got Linkfos, and I think I need to store that in the refrigerator.
Yeah,
for
with
sure.
Linkfos, it's recommended. Yeah,
it's easier for my nurse to go to the refrigerator and get all the cements.
Well, if you want to, there is no contradiction to do, contraindication to do, but that gives you more flexibility.
But it's good to know that also the tooth primer is then also doesn't need to be stored in the refrigerator. You can just keep it in your drawer.
Yeah, and then it's a very easy to dispense, very clean dispensing. We have a high number of drops in each bottle, so you can really use it for a long time. Yeah, it also has a very nice advantage that actually, in case you cannot isolate, it will reduce the risk of saliva contamination. So we did a lot of tests. As soon as you have saliva contamination, you have a drop in your bone strength, especially after 24 hours, after some time in the mouth. If you use a primer, actually, the components inside, we kind of displayed the protein from the saliva, and it will reduce the negative effect of the saliva contamination, and you will really be able to maintain the same bone stress as you would have with isolation, actually.
I mean, that's one argument more for the primer, actually.
When
you're cementing full crowns, it's usually not possible.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends also on your marginal level. With CAD/CAM restoration, more and more we're going super gingival. But if you have something that is subgingival, then the isolation is always a tricky thing, I think.
The main problem is usually when we're doing crowns that before that there was usually a crown on it, and we kind of have to stick with the preparation from the previous dentist. If I have the choice, I always stay super gingival. But then we can call it onlay and not crown anymore.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely also the direction is to go more for no post, no crown, as you know. and there, I think it's something we also took into account, because there it becomes even more important to have a good wear resistance of the material, that you can use it also on occlusal surface or vestibular surface, and it should resist in time. So the size of your particles is also important, where that we'd have in time. There's been studies that also shown that if the resistance is not enough good, if you have a inlay, for example, you have more risk of chipping of your ceramics, because the wear will create kind of a gap and the ceramic is not supported enough, and then you have more risk of chipping in time. So that's also elements that become important when you are going super gingival.
I mean, when you look at old inlays, you sometimes see this gap you just talked about. So, or you have it in your inside your impressions. Ah, where's the inlay?
So you actually see clinically what I mean. It's good.
Every dentist knows what you mean. Actually, when you talked about the primer, the bottle of the primer reminded me of the old bottle of the Premier Bond.
So it's indeed important that we have this silicone cover inside. This silicone cover is made to make a precise dispensing so that you really have a, it helps to the dispensing, but it's also helpful the insulation from the heat from the finger. So it's a very Japanese conception that we think about it until the end of the process. But the idea is really that you avoid evaporation of your solvent by protecting it from with this silicone cover around.
Do we still have to shake it before we use it, or is it not necessary?
It's actually recommended. It's always good to mix the components together indeed before dispensing.
I mean, I'm used to the shaking with Premier Bond, so all my assistants are doing it with every material.
So you tell them, don't forget to shake.
Actually, did you shake?
Did you shake this morning?
Actually, I was once at a lecture. The professors asked the audience how many are shaking your universal adhesives. I was surprised that I was the only one with my hands in the air.
Yeah, it's still a better thing to do because we put so many chemical components together in a bonding that it can only improve when we mix them a bit before using.
It's not being shaked in the drawer when you open it. We can kind of sum up. It's much more simple for all dentists who had problems with resin-luting cements or resin-luting, not cements. It's a nice concept. It's a great concept, and I just tried it yesterday, so it works.
<I'm happy.
laughs> My recall rate of 24 hours.
Okay. No, it's really the purpose to simplify a lot the life without playing on the performance. So we make the performance even better, but we make the standardization possible. We simplify the inventory. We simplify so your nurse will always know this is GSM-1. This is the only one you need for looting. No worry anymore. And trustable and reliable performance can be achieved. So that's what we wanted to bring with this cement.
There will be a looting symposium next with GC. You won't have a lecture there.
No. I'm not lecturing indeed, but I can say that I know the lecturers, privileged to know them. We have a looting symposium that will be taking place on the 27th of May at 5:00. The idea here is really that we think there is a change in the looting world. We wanted to give a status of what is happening there, where direction we are going, what can we bring new, and also adapt to all the different changes in terms of material use, procedure use, and simplification. So we asked three really good clinicians, all happen to be also working in the university, but working a lot in the clinics also, so close to the reality, to give us an approach of what is the status today in looting. We have the chance to have Dr. Cardozo from the KUL who will give an overview, and then followed by Dr. Zordin from Germany. We'll talk more about the change between self-adhesive to universal looting. And finally, we go more into clinical application with Dr. Sorrentino from Italy, with some nice clinical case, I think, and a lot of explanation and tips and tricks for the dentist.
So I'm really looking forward for the lectures. Thanks for the insights.
Thanks for the invitation. It was a pleasure to be with you today.